Cook Inlet may see more than one drilling rig soon. Escapeta Oil and Gas spokesman Steve Sutherland told the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce last week that the Customs and Border Protection Bureau will likely take action soon to resolve the continuing Jones Act issue that has kept their Spartan 151 jackup rig out of U.S. waters so far. The rig was transported by a Chinese cargo vessel, and the owner doesn't want it seized. Escapeta is a Texas company with lease holdings in the central part of the inlet. Escapeta's rig can drill in waters as deep as 150 feet. If it's brought to the inlet and drills, it begins qualifying for up to $67 million in state tax credits. A second company, Buccaneer, based in Australia with a Singapore partner, has signed a $30 million financing deal with the State Industrial Development and Export Authority that would bring its Adriatic II jackup rig to the inlet from Malaysia. The state gets part ownership and a deal to keep the rig in the inlet for a number of wells. Authority spokesman Karsten Rodvik says Buccaneer's rig can operate in waters twice as deep as Escapeta's.
It's a bigger rig, and it can drill and operate in waters up to 300 feet deep and with a drilling depth of 25,000 feet.
Buccaneer's offshore prospect is over toward the west side of Cook Inlet and to the north of Escapeta's. The company already has a track record in the area with a new producing natural gas well in Kenai. They plan to drill up to 10 wells there and build a pipeline to whoever will buy that gas. Buccaneer had hoped to be drilling offshore by this fall, but it now looks like it won't be ready until next spring. It is Karsten Rodvik says the state tax credits that go to the first company to drill with the jackup rig played no part in the authorities' negotiations with the company.
Our deal with Buccaneer is not dependent on the state tax incentives. We believe that there is going to be sufficient work to gainfully employ both rigs, perhaps for a considerable period of time.